The Sioux Finnish Nordic Ski Club and Hiawatha Highlands hosted its second-ever Women on Skis Clinic Sunday afternoon. Last held before the pandemic, the event was designed to encourage women to enjoy some exercise outdoors with like-minded women. Originally capped at 25 participants, organizers expanded the event to 40 skiers this year as the clinic invited women with all levels of experience to enjoy the thrills of cross-country skiing, as well as skate skiing. Organizers and certified ski instructors Maureen Kershaw and Joanna McDougall say it's a great way for ladies with similar interests to get to know each other in the community. "This event is designed for women more locally to network," Kershaw says. "We want to encourage a safe environment for women to improve their technique and skills for confidence, so they not only go out and have fun, but they meet people as well. We give them some initial instruction and tips, and then they go out on a trail that's appropriate for their ability with their instructors and have lots of fun," McDougall adds. Kershaw has been involved with Cross Country Ski Canada for a number of years and has plenty of experience hosting women on skis events across the country. With the help of 15 volunteer instructors and assistants, she explains having the opportunity to witness beginners find their stride is something that never gets old. "For many of them, it's their first time on skis," Kershaw says. "To be able to ski with an instructor and with others who are in the same stage of learning makes it more comfortable for them to tackle it. The joy on someone's face when they go down a hill without falling and realize they're no longer afraid because they've learned a couple tips that have allowed them to relax and go at a speed that's comfortable for them is special." Women on Skis organizers explain that the Hiawatha Highlands trails are incredibly user-friendly with plenty of simple trails and flat terrain for new skiers. But above all, the accessibility to the unique trail system is one that they describe as a rare find in Ontario. "You can find a hockey rink in any city in this country, but to find trails at this caliber with this quality of snow 10 minutes from downtown is very rare," McDougall says. "It makes the quality of life in the winter here second to none. It's good for your physical and mental health, and you're out in nature," Kershaw adds. "It makes the winter much more enjoyable. I think people are catching on and they're looking for those outdoor outlets and somewhere to go to get some exercise." One of Sunday's participants taking advantage of the local trails is Karen Reimer, who recently moved from Guelph and takes skate skiing lessons every weekend with the Sioux Finnish Nordic Ski Club. She hadn't skate skied for a number of years and wanted a new challenge. "As a middle-aged adult, it's a brand new thing to learn, which challenges the brain and the body," she says. "I'm meeting really great people. The instructors are top-notch fun and they're really good at what they do." Now retired, Reimer says she and her husband moved to the Sioux this past November to enjoy the authentic Northern Ontario winters the city has to offer. "While skate skiing has been a massive learning experience for her, and at times a challenge, she wouldn't have it any other way. A friend of mine said if you're not falling, you're not learning, and it's so true," she says. "We can be kids at our age and learn something new. We have so much support here from the women. I want to bottle their energy." Following the Women on Skis event, the ladies headed back inside the Hiawatha Highlands building to enjoy snacks and drinks. Their social included draw prizes, which were donated by the Algoma Bicycle Company, Valorution, and Duke of Windsor. The Sioux Finnish Nordic Ski Club also donated participant items. Skiing 6 days a week themselves, McDougall and Kershaw are hopeful that many of Sunday's participants will continue to get together to ski and socialize on a more regular basis. "If you can walk, you can ski," Kershaw says. "It's all about getting outside and enjoying."